Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Good morning, everybody. How is everybody doing? I just want to talk about ultimate forgiveness. No matter what people do to you, be sure to forgive them. That's right, I said forgive them. Now let's look at some scripture to see how people forgave in the scripture. Let's think about when Stephen got stoned in the Bible. And I'm not talking about him getting high. No, this is when he preached a great message and was accused of blaspheming. They got angry at the truth and stoned him. He asked God to not charge them with a sin as they were killing him. Now that's in Acts 7:60. That's ultimate forgiveness. Then you have Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." You can find that in Luke 23:34. Now think about what he endured and how he continued to forgive. That was ultimate forgiveness. Now, do you remember when Saul, the Christian killer, and persecuting the Christians? Well, Saul went on to become Paul and help frame the early church. God used Paul in a mighty way to do great things, and God forgave him. Now, this is Paul when he was Saul trying to hinder the church from growing. Now, if this is not forgiveness, the ultimate forgiveness, then I don't know what is. Now, how much more are we that we can't forgive? You see, forgiveness frees you up from stress, sickness, disease, and strife. As well, when you forgive, the blessings from God keep flowing in your life. Keep your blessings flowing as you continue in ultimate forgiveness. Now, I'll read you a verse, Mark 11:25. "And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." Make sure that you forgive and have love in your heart. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Have a great day and be blessed. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. Hey, get inspired. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, by speaker, author, and pastor, Michael Bailey. Not Hopeless is a true story about hope, inspiration, encouragement, and God's love. Be sure to order the book, Not Hopeless, at nothopeless.net. That's nothopeless.net.